If you're a parent, a grandparent, teacher, babysitter, spend any time for any reason with kids, you will without a doubt have them ask you at least one question, which begins with the word why. Now, when that moment confronts you, you have a choice to make. Become an instant expert on everything or turn to a reliable source to find the answer. Now, I highly recommend option two, by the way, and even more highly recommend National Geographic Kids as one of those very reliable sources, especially with the book my next guest is here to share details about. It's called Why? The Human Body, 99 Plus Awesome Answers for Curious Kids and Adults, too, come to think of it. She's associate editor with National Geographic Kids. Christina Sauer, how are you today, Christina?
Great, Chris. Thank you so much for having me on to talk about this fabulous book.
It is indeed that. Kids.nationalgeographic.com. Learn more about National Geographic Kids and hopefully steer your kid to that website, too, for some fun education that will hopefully compel and inspire an idea of science in their future as well. So what was the mission with this book, Christina?
Yeah, so this book is actually the sister to a larger book that was just titled Why? Over 1,111 Facts and Answers to Everything. So after the success of that book, which was broken down into very different chapters from animals to the human body, we thought we should go in depth even further and answer all the questions we can think of that kids would want to know. So that's where this Why the Human Body came from. And we broke it down into parts, kind of like the body, where we talk about anatomy and senses, and we go into genetics and the brain, and then we get into stuff that kids really want to know, like the gross stuff about your body, and then also the future. So it's very much this question and answer format that is very conversational and easy to read aloud as an adult with a child or an older sibling, and ask questions, play some of the activities like a matching game or the brain teasers, and learn so much that you've always wanted to know or had no idea what was going on in your own body.
Going through Why the Human Body, I really like the Q&A parts with the experts that you include, too, because it's not the experts talking down to younger kids. It's the experts bringing those kids up to a greater understanding of the science behind what they're reading and having fun with.
Exactly. That is honestly our specialty at Nat Geo Kids. We want to empower every child to explore, be curious, and not be afraid of the scientific concept. So we always contextualize things. And in this book, we interview two fabulous Nat Geo explorers. One's a neuroscientist and one's a human biologist, to kind of tell a little bit about what they're doing and what the research is. And quite frankly, every question in this book is a question that a child would ask. But it's also, as we explain, a question scientists are asking too. So you're already thinking like a scientist. And then as we talk about that subject, we'll say things like, why can't I live forever? And we'll say, well, we're not sure how to stop the aging process yet. But we do know that in our body are these things called chromosomes. And we're not afraid to say that word, like chromosome and telomeres that shorten and we think it's related to aging. So suddenly kids not only know the answer to the question, but now know a scientific concept that's going to come back later in life that they're going to learn even one to be able to go even further into.
You also take a question which could sound almost silly and take it into something highly educational, like the question, why can't I fly? Well, you certainly explained the obvious, but then the lesson goes into details about what bird flight is all about, so that you make that bridge and that connection to take the almost silly into an area of what is sensible.
Exactly. So it's very practical. And the answer to that question is just due to our bone density and how big we are. We were not built to fly versus birds who have much more hollow and light bone structures. So it is interesting, and then you can see it in action. I love the practicality and the, like, it's beyond just yourself. You can explore the world around you and learn things, like, about animals. We love our animals at Nat Geo.
I say this only because I watched the movie a few nights ago. If you ever want to learn the science behind the campfire scene of the film Blazing Saddles, well, you pretty much will get the answer in this book, too, Why the Human Body. That's in the gross section, by the way. Yes, I did look at the gross section, and I'll admit to that. 99 Plus Awesome Answers for Curious Kids. We're talking with Associate Editor of National Geographic Kids, Christina Sauer, here on Issues and Ideas. When it comes to this one section, this one question, why does puberty happen? How challenging was that to get across without making a back-arching situation come about with any reader?
Absolutely. So that is the one thing I can always say with this assurance. Like, adults can always feel comfortable that we're not going to get into anything that they wouldn't feel comfortable that they're learning first from this book versus what they would learn from parents or a classroom setting. So we touch on it very lightly. And rather than looking at it at the angle of, like, what adults will explain, we say, okay, why is my body transitioning? Like, what's happening in my body? Why do I get taller? Why is my hair going to change at some point? You know, and questions that, quite frankly, as an adult, I go, wait, why did I have straight hair as a kid and now I have curly hair? And we take it from that context of what happens when you go from being a kid to an adult.
Only because there's so many comparisons and inclusions of humans and animals from pretty much every single topic. Do you think there's a great interest, and it would be a great discovery to see how much we have in common with certain animals and how much animals have advanced qualities beyond what we have?
Oh, absolutely. I think that is one of the fascinating things, especially in this era where we now look at our pets less as just like animals without personalities. They're our best friends, quite frankly. And we want to know what are the similarities? Is my cat actually really mad at and grumpy just like I am? Isn't it because, hey, maybe they are hangry because they haven't been fed since this morning? And we do make those comparisons. We also show where these animals have different senses or abilities that we don't. For example, like an octopus, we show has 9 brains. And we kind of tease kids there where it's like, wait, you just explained to me that our brain is really, really smart and there's neurons that fire because we have the wrinkles in our brain. So what happens when you have 9 of them? And we just like to tease it so that kids will go out and ask more questions about those animals too.
Speaking of asking questions, you can just flip through the book, Why the Human Body, 99 Plus Awesome Answers for Curious Kids, and come across with a question of your own. Why did someone try to find this out? But they did, nevertheless. Like, for example, when you blush, the lining of your stomach also turns red. I don't know who would go looking to find that out, but apparently somebody did.
Oh, yeah. We love asking lots of questions. And honestly, whenever we make these books, right, like, we can't encompass every question, right? So I'm sure there are questions out there that people are like, wait, where is it? And that's why we have future books coming. But also, you don't mind getting a few letters, too. I love it when I get a kid asking me, hey, wait, so you told me about this, but I need to know more.
Yeah, I can imagine. You know, research for you would be maybe going to a day at a daycare center and having all those whys thrown at you. And you can come out and say, hey, you know, we didn't think about that. That's a great idea.
Oh, yes. I have learned now I'm not allowed to say, because I said so, anymore in response to that answer, because now I need to know the answer.
I noticed, too, where the structure of the book is that one of the sections is on the future, and you have that as the last section. Is that intended, or was that just the way things fell? Because once a kid goes through the book, either on their own or with a family, and by the time they get to that section on the future, well, the future is them, they could see themselves in that. So as they go through Why the Human Body and they get to the future section, can they then place themselves in some of those future questions as the discoverer of the answers?
Well, and that is the beauty of this. This book, I would say, is not necessarily a book that you have to read cover to cover. I like going to some of the questions or areas that I find interesting. But we did strategically put that one at the end because, first of all, a lot of the future questions we don't have answers to. And there are things that scientists are thinking about, kids are thinking about, that are being actively worked on. But in truth, 10, 15 years from now, might actually have an answer. Or, like you said, the kid who's reading it, it may spark that sense of wonder and go, wait, I want to figure that out. And who knows? This could be in the hands of the next child to figure out how to reverse aging or figure out how to make bodies survive on Mars. You never know.
Certainly, this is a fun book for you to share with the kids, your grandkids, your nieces, your nephews. And it's also fun to have as a shared experience. And trust me, having gone through Why the Human Body, 99 Plus Awesome Answers for Curious Kids. If you're just a curious person, it's a book you're going to want to have in your possession because, well, as I said before, you can either become an instant expert or have a reliable source for an answer when a child in your life comes at you with that question that begins with why. And also for yourself, I'm sure you have some whys, and you'll find the, oh, that's why, in Why the Human Body, 99 Plus Awesome Answers for Curious Kids. Kids.NationalGeographic.com, Associate Editor with National Geographic Kids, Christina Sauer. Christina, thanks so much for being the driving force behind putting such a great book together for all ages, kids and bigger kids, and thanks for being here today.
Thank you for having me. Always excited to bring more books to you.